we get into this, the message is called Sound Check. Sound Check. See, God blessed everything he made except one thing. He blessed everything but the firmament in verse 4. He said it was so, and he moved on. Yes, in other verses of the chapter, God states that something is so, but even when he makes that particular statement, he always eventually comes later on in verse or the next, in that verse or next, and says it is good. But Genesis 7:8 says, and God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the heaven the firmament. See, why did God bless everything but one? You're going to have to walk with me this morning. Everything else that God made, he steps back, looks it over, and says, it's good. What the writer calls the firmament God created, but he did not bless it and say it was good. I'm going to come back to this, but let me set up the next piece of the puzzle before I snap everything together. Your birth date is not the day you were created. See, when your mom and your dad got together and your mama or your daddy spit game, you know, these days we don't know who did what, you know. But Ephesians 1:4 says that we were in Christ before the foundation of the world, which means God had already created your spirit before he created the world. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Creates means to pull something out of nothing. To make means to make something out of something that is all that already exists. You were made on your birthday, but you existed a long time ago. See, before the foundation of the world, God tells Jeremiah, I knew you and I consecrated you to be a prophet. God actually pulled you out of himself. He just made a house for you out of the dust of the ground for you to live in. See, I know you want to make your house look good and you do the P90X and you get your nails done and your feet done and you buy some hair if you ain't got it, you sew it in, you get the teeth whitened, get the breasts enhanced, nose tweaked. But at the end of the day, to work on the real you, you have to do it through prayer and fasting and develop a relationship with God by reading the word with the assistance of the Holy Ghost. This is why we need to stop judging people by the house they live in. I'm not just talking about the house you live with your picket fence. I'm talking about the house. You know, we got some short houses. We got some fat houses. We got some slim houses. We got some dark houses. We got some light houses. We got some stout houses. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what type of house you're in, because when you die, your body is going to go to the dust of the ground, but your spirit and your soul need to be working on is getting to heaven, where you will be able to die and return to which you came from, which is God. Because the reason why we're in a win-win situation is because to be absent from the body is to be present with. Wherever something comes from, it returns back to that state. When a tree dies, it decomposes and go back into the earth. When your body dies, it returns to the dust. But your spirit will return to God. See, you are not the dust. You were made out of the fabric of God himself. This is why you must know and understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you need to stop letting people put you down and tell you what you can't do, because the last time I read that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Stop letting people try to limit you because of their limitations. Stop letting people limit you because they don't have any faith. Okay, I hope you're still with me. Whenever God wants something, he does not speak to it. He speaks to what holds it. God did not say, let there be grass. He said, let the earth yield. Oh, yeah. I know it's early in the morning for this, but we're going to get there. He knew he already had seed in the ground, so he told the dirt, let the grass go. He didn't say, let there be grass. He didn't say, let there be stars and galaxies. He said, let the heavens yield. God had already placed the potential for the stars in the heavens, and he commanded the heavens to yield what he had already placed in them. He didn't say, let there be sharks, let there be fish, let there be dolphins. He said, let the waters bring forth. See, God commanded the waters to let go of what was already in it. I'm going somewhere. He did the same thing to himself when he created us. He didn't say, let there be man. He said, let us make man in our own image. God turned around and spoke to his potential. Why? Because you were already inside of God at the time. He spoke to the potential of the dirt and said, turn the vegetation loose. He spoke to the potential of the heavens and said, turn the stars loose. He spoke to the potential of the water and said, let the fish loose. He spoke to the potential of himself and said, turn man and woman loose. I'm going to make them fearful and wonderfully made, and they will walk in the same power and authority that I walk in. You take, thank you, Ben. Y'all so cool. I'm gonna need you in a minute for real. I don't know exactly where it is, but it's coming. You take the vegetation out the earth, it dies. You take the stars out the heaven, it dies. You take the fish out the water, it dies. If you take us away from God, we die. Animals, plants, and stars have enough sense not to separate themselves from what they came out of because they understand that it is what gives them life. But we try to live a life outside of God and wonder why our life, our marriages, our relationships, our careers and dreams die. You cannot live outside of what you came from. If you were a fish, you cannot live outside of water. If you were a tree, you can't live outside of soil. So why in the world you keep trying to live outside of God? Until you begin to walk with God and be in covenant with God, your life will continue to be a defeated life. Your life will continue to be a losing life. Your life will continue to be a challenging life. But when you begin to connect to God and stay close to God, I promise you, you shall live and not die. He came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. But if you don't walk with him, you can't have this life. If you start trying to live outside of God, you start withering away. But if I stay close and immerse, hey, you know what? Turn that heat on this side off. You can keep theirs on. Just turn it off. But if I stay close and immerse myself in my source, I need God's word to water the roots and branches and leaves of my life. You wouldn't cut a branch off a tree, put it on the ground, and expect it to grow. You know it's going to die because you disconnected from the source. But why is it when we do something stupid and something out of order, why is it that we always run away from God? That's when you need to get the closest to God. See, when God speaks into your life, that doesn't necessarily mean he's speaking about what is happening in your life at the present time. He's speaking to your potential and telling your potential to let it loose. Yeah, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He said, greater is he who was in you than he was in the world. So even when you broke, he said, let the poor still say, I am rich. It doesn't mean that you're rich right now, but it means that the potential is in you. And you're going to speak those things that be not until it manifests right here in the earth. Just trying to talk to you. Some of you have been looking for a job for months, been struggling for years, and then God would tell you in his word or whisper in your ear that you're blessed. See, God is not saying you're blessed because your situation looks blessed. It does not matter how bad your life situation looks. God is speaking to your potential because he already knows what he has invested inside of you. See, say I'm rich. There you go. Say it, feel it, believe it. Tell him he came to give me life and to give it to me more abundantly. Don't tell your neighbor, tell yourself. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And wherever you go, there you are. The person you see the most is yourself. So until you begin to encourage yourself like David encouraged himself, you're going to keep walking in this defeated life. Start speaking what you want and stop speaking what you don't want. You silly Christian. Don't you know the power of life and death is in your tongue? Now you can look at your neighbor. and say, neighbor, you can't judge me by my cover. I may not look blessed. I may not look like I'm walking in victory, but I'm about to command whatever is holding my breakthrough up to let it go. I may not look like I'm an overcomer, but the power is all in there. I may have been walking in defeat for a while, but I'm hearing a word right now that's going to empower me to make me say to whatever is holding my blessing to let it go. Slap the devil and tell him, Dan Goman, you slippery servant, you better let go of what God has in my life. You have no authority over my life. I shall step on your head. You may bruise my heel, but I'm gonna snap your neck, devil. You can't have my children. You can't have my blood. See, the reason why some of you never gotten a breakthrough is because you keep fighting the devil on the level you on. See, he's not attacking you on the level of your potential. He's not attacking you being on the level where you are. He's attacking you on the level of your potential. See, you're responding to the devil on the level where you are. But he's attacking you on the level where you can be. The battle right now is not over where you are. The battle is over where you are going. This is why it is important to find your purpose. Until you find out your purpose and realize your potential, you will remain defeated because your prayer will never meet the level of your attack. Your worship will never meet the level of your battle. Your praise will never meet the rise to the point of your curating a breakthrough on the level of your attack. If you ever get to the picture, though, and really realize who you are, all of a sudden your praise will change. You won't care if anybody else is praising. You won't care if security come and get you. You won't care if people think you fake it. You won't care if you're about to mess up your hair. You won't care if you're about to mess up your mascara. You don't care if you're about to mess up your makeup. You don't care if you're about to mess up your Gucci. You don't care how you look, because when you get to the point and understand that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, you will understand that my God shall supply all. Now, I'm going to help Brother Daniel out, because I was working on the title of this, and all of a sudden he called me and told me something he had to do, and he's a sound man. That's how I came up with the title, Sound Check. Because some of y'all think the sound be too loud, and sometimes it may be. But let me tell you something. Anything that got power make noise. Come on, somebody. I can hear a truck before the truck get there. You better watch out. I can hear the fire siren before the fire truck gets there. I can hear the locomotive 2 and 3 miles away. Let me tell you something. Anything that really is blessed is going to make some noise. Can I talk to about 30 people right now who say, I'm going to shout and make a noise for God? I don't care how loud it is. If I really want to make some noise, I got to make some noise to shake my blessing loose. When the praises go up, the blessings come back down. He said, I'll give you a garment of praise from your heaviness. And last thing I know, praise ain't quiet. You better learn how to get up off your seat and stop trying to look at your little doctorate degrees and your master's degrees and all of your education and your certification, and learn how to get downright ignorant and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm going to make a sound. See, the problem is people want to make a sound after they get blessed. You gotta make a sound before. Yeah, don't hear me. Some of y'all, this is why I need you. This is why I need you for real. Appreciate y'all. Look at my band. It look all nice, all up here waiting on me. Didn't even go to the closet or nothing. Appreciate you. If I'm looking, see, movies already know to direct you with sound. They always got a soundtrack. And if I turn the volume down, I may not know what's going to happen. But if I see a young lady in a blue dress and she walking to some good music, some happy music, talking about zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, I know something going to happen good. You know what I'm saying? What? Something going to happen good. Why? Because I'm happy. Woo! Some she going to the club. She going to the party. But she saved. She ain't going to get drunk, no. She going to go to her own house. Ain't nobody going to come there. She going to be by herself. She going to hang her wig up. And she going to chill. What? But that same lady, if I turn the sound up, and I hear, I know Jason gonna kill her. It look good maybe, but the music telling me she gonna die. Appreciate you, band. Give my band a hand. Appreciate it. Some of you are defeated because you're making defeated sounds. Some of you sick because you're making sick sounds. Some of y'all inbox me every week, Lord, Pastor, pray for me. I'm going through. You going through because you keep saying you going through. If you want something, stop speaking what you don't want. You got to learn how to speak those things that be not as though they were about what you want. Start making a joyful noise. Start telling God how blessed you are. I don't care how messed up you are. You got to start making a noise that tells God, I shout before I get the healing. I shout before I get the promotion. I scream before I get the healing. Why? Because I expect it. I got to make a sound before I get blessed. Yeah, I knew why the devil attacked my voice, but I said, Jesus, you better help me. Speak those things. So let me stop talking about how messed up my voice is. Get some lemons and stuff. I sure wish I would have texted King first because he put on my IG because I put lemon, ginger, vanilla, honey, and then cayenne pepper. And he said cayenne and pepper is a laxative. Put them together. And I was definitely in the Oval Office. But I believed I was going to be able to preach. And when I believe, I'm going to speak. Because the Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the power of life and death is in the power of your tongue. And a woman or man's belly will be satisfied by the fruit of their lips. So God is saying, whatever you say, apparently that's what you want. You want God to manifest in your life? Make a noise. Make a noise. A joyful noise. Not a complaining noise. Oh, Lord, the gout is at me. Oh, Lord, I just don't think I can make it. You better start saying, I may not feel good right now, but I know my God is going to heal me. I'm going to have a good day today. I may not have money in my bank account, but he shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I'm not saying lie about where you are. I'm saying speak and make a noise for where you want to go. You got to run to the enemy and make some sounds. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. You got to run to the enemy and make some sounds. David didn't run to the enemy. David ran to him and said, you come to me with sword and a spear. I come to you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to put this rock in the middle of your head and kill you, cut your head off and feed your corpse to the birds. I'm going to do all this. Why? Because God shall take care of me and supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I'm going to. You got to speak to the enemy. You got to speak to your coworker. Because the enemy really not your coworker. although they may be manifested in them. So don't go in your job. No, you go in your prayer closet and you tell that slippery serpent, you can't have my job. Now, you can move that coworker out of the way, God, or change their heart. But at the end of the day, or promote me. But I refuse to deal with this mess. I'm going to make the sound of what I want. Look at your neighbor and say, sound check. Check your tongue. Your tongue has power. What sounds are you making it? The soundtrack. Anybody remember a Superfly? I had to go back to old school because it's 8 o'clock. Freddie, you should know better. What? Brother, you know you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? They telling you the whole movie. They telling you, I'm your pusher, man. Mm-mm, don't do it. It's going to go viral. They tell you where the movie going. You feel me? Your mouth going to tell you where you going. That's your soundtrack. You better sound check it. You better edit it. You better produce it right. Because your soundtrack of your lips narrate the movie of your life. I'm telling you. All right, now let me tell you what Genesis 1 means. Some of the niggas are like, this Negro ain't said nothing about this firmament. Hold on. I must be getting old school, middle school. I'm still young. Speak it, Lord Jesus. I'm 21 in the name of Jesus. Let me show you how it lines up with Genesis 1. The disciples asked Jesus, how do we pray? Jesus said, pray like this. Thou kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here is a dilemma. It's three heavens. All right? Y'all better do like Sister Reba and take some notes on this one. The first heaven is the earth's atmosphere right above your head. The third heaven is where John was taken when he received the revelation of Jesus Christ and where Paul states that he was caught up when he received great revelations in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It is where God lives. The firmament is the only thing God created that he did not bless. The word firmament in the Greek means air. The same meaning of the air in the New Testament in Ephesians 2, where the text says Satan is the prince of power of the air. When God created the firmament, he created the place where he would house demonic powers, and he could not bless a cursed thing. Sunday school teachers, help me. Satan is not in hell right now. Help me. Satan is not in hell right now. Hell is reserved for Satan. He will be cast in the lake of fire, but he's not there now. That's how in Job he walked to and fro asking God, who can he tempt? Because he got everybody hemmed up. But we learned that God put a hedge around Job, and he said, well, take the hedge around him and I tempt him. He wasn't coming out of hell and going up there. He's right below heaven. He's the prince of power from high places. You heard me? One heaven, two heaven where the demons at, third heaven is where God is. All right? That's where the wickedness is at. That's why we said our weapons are not carnal, but are spiritual, for they're casting down the strongholds in what? High places. Or heavenly places in some translations. All right? But listen, though. I'm going to challenge your theology. I'm sure I'm already there. See, it's the third heaven is where God is. The second heaven is where the devil is. See, everything that you have has already been provided. You don't have a need. You think you got a need. The problem is that he shall supply all of your blessings in heavenly places, which means you got to raise your level to pull down out of the third heaven what you want down here in the first heaven. Y'all hear me? You see what I'm saying? It's already there. Faith is the medium that gives you that.
Every spiritual blessing come from heavenly places. Faith is the evidence of things, everything's of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is the substance, it is the evidence. It already exists because faith tell you it's existing, but it just hasn't manifested down here on earth because your faith has to activate it to pull it down from the third heaven to the first heaven. The problem is I got some haters at the second heaven. They don't want me to have my blessings. They send me roadblocks through people sometimes, through the next cubicle sometimes. But faith already sees my healing. Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you say on earth is in heaven, he's talking about the third heaven. See, when we say whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven, we ain't talking about God. You can't bind God. You're talking about the second heaven. The problem is, it's so much Greek and Hebrew, and we water down the text no matter what version it is because we don't have as many words in English as they have in Greek and Swahili and Hebrew. So you got to study the original text or come and pay your tithes and listen to me. So you can't bind God, and God doesn't need to be loose, but you pray and say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're talking about the third heaven, but when you say, I'm a bind on earth, what's bound in heaven, you're talking to that slippery serpent called the devil. You're telling him, joke, I don't care what you've been trying to hold up for so long. You're going to let my blessings go right now. I'm going to pray in faith. Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is. The Bible says, give thanksgiving and make your request known to God. You can't stop praising when you get your blessing. In fact, if you stop praising when you get your blessing, you probably never got no blessing. Praise has to be a lifestyle. You got to praise God, and his praise shall continuously be on my lips. You got to say, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you when I get the promotion. I thank you if I don't. I thank you if I get the job. I thank you if I don't. I thank you if I get healed. I thank you if I don't. Why? Because I know you're going to supply all of my needs according to your riches in glory, but I'm going to speak those things I want and not those things I don't want. So you know why? Lord, I come to your gates with thanksgiving, and even though I'm sick, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my overflowing blessing. I thank you for my relationships. I thank you for restoring my health. I thank you for keeping me in my right mind. I thank you for giving me a good measure of blessing. Press down now. Shake it together. See, there's an expression of praise that'll shut the devil up because he don't have any real power. See, can I talk to some English teachers? Don't correct my paper if I'm wrong. Inbox me. But he says, the devil shall come like a roaring lion. That's a simile. Some people say a metaphor. It's kind of like a metaphor, but when you put like in there, it's a simile. Go back to English class. So it's a simile, but just for those who don't know that a simile is really like a metaphor, let me just say metaphor / simile. He said he comes what? Like, which means he's not. And he's seeking what? Who he may devour. See, can I tell you something? Remember the example we gave with the girl that's walking down the street, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a, and then you heard the boop, 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 ch-ch-ch. See, the thing about it is you got to make a sound. Some of us look alike, but we making different sounds. And your sound determines what direction you go in life. And if it's a roaring lion seeking to who he may devour, if you're making the right sound and going toward the direction of God, he can't do nothing to you because he don't have any real power. The only thing he can do is play with your mind. That's why God said walk by faith and not by sight. Why? When you're walking by faith, it don't make any sense to your intellect, and the devil can't even mess with your mind. He can't do nothing to you. He can only speak to you and whisper to you and tell you that you ain't a mighty man of valor and tell you that you're not a mighty woman of valor. Stop singing songs talking about I'm coming up on the back side of the mountain. I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. At least go up on the smooth side. In fact, don't even go in a mountain because God told me if I got faith the size of a mustard seed, I can speak to that mountain and move that mountain out the way. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than an overcomer. I speak to you, you slippery serpent, and I tell you to let go of my family, let go of my mother, let go of my father, let go of my church, let go of my pastor, let go of my deacons, let go of my trustees, let go devil! Now I understand why old school hoop when your voice get tired. I learned something today. I'm going to hoop every day. I'm going to hoop a whole sermon. And in the beginning, the Lord created the heavens. How do you handle the second heaven? I know it sounds good and we speak it. You know why we always got to teach on prayer? Because so many people don't get their prayers answered. Huh? See, you know why some people be bandwagon fans? Because they keep praying for the Falcons and we keep losing. So they go for the Cowboys and the Patriots and all that stuff because they tired of losing. People don't like being around losing stuff. Prayer works, but you got to pray on another level. Your ABC prayers, your lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep prayer, ain't going to work. God is great, God is good. That ain't working. Especially if you go to Waffle House, you got to speak to that demon of messed up. Speak to that bacon. Clean it, Lord. I rebuke E. coli in the name of Jesus. There. I'm sorry, Waffle House. Don't sue me. I ain't got no money. There is an expression of praise that will shut the devil up because he has no real power. Remember, he comes as a roaring lion. You can praise, and my pastor, Reverend Pastor George O. McCaleb Jr., great pastor, he had a book called Praise the Hell Out of Yourself. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I ain't say it. He said it. See, I'm into my study. I found this. The pinnacle of praise is the shout. See, remember the more powerful something is, the louder it is. The word shout means to rip apart your enemy piece by piece. That's what shout means in the Greek. When Israel defeated Jericho, it came as a result of what? The shout. Which takes me again to my point earlier. You thought I lost myself, Sister Reba. I'm back, girl. You can't look for a result and then make a sound. You have to make a sound to get a result. Oh, y'all don't hear me? Come on, somebody. You ain't just went to the club or to church and ain't no sound unless you crazy. You hear the music. Oh, that's my jam. What? You hear the sound first. So if you want your blessing, you got to make the sound first. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Elijah said, I hear a sound of the abundance of rain. The servant said, I don't see anything. He said, go look again. He saw the cloud the side of a man's hand. But Elijah in the spirit heard the sound of the abundance of rain. When you start walking in the spirit, you will hear stuff before everybody else hears stuff. I heard three buildings when they said two buildings. I heard I want the whole campus when they said we can only have a portion of the campus. I heard in the spirit, if two buildings open, I give you three. You better watch out and start making the noise you want, baby. God told Jehoshaphat to praise me, and then I put your enemy in confusion. He told Israel, on the seventh day after you walk around Jericho, I need you to shout and give me a garment of praise, and the walls will fall down. In the upper room, there came a sound from heaven like the mighty sound of a rushing wind, and fire fell down on them. We have got to get this. We got it backwards. We waiting on fire to fall before we holler. We waiting on money to come before we holler. We waiting on the husband and wife to come before we holler. We waiting on the healing to come before we holler. We waiting to see something before we. God is waiting for some people that will shout before the tangible manifestation. He wants some people that have faith, that are shouting praise and call those things that be not as though they were. Jesus tells us in Mark 11:24, pray and believe as though you have received and it shall be given unto you. Daniel prayed and waited for 21 days before the angel got to him with the answer. But the angel told Daniel, I was dispatched the moment you prayed. But I was held up by the Prince of Persia. In theology, I would call that the second heaven. He said, basically, when you pray, I was dispatched, but I was held up in the second heaven. That's why when you pray, you gotta pray without ceasing. You gotta pray and don't stop. You gotta keep calling those things that be not as though they were. You gotta shout into the second heaven, let it go. You gotta shout into the devil, turns your child loose. You gotta shout into the devil, releases your money. You gotta shout until God gives you your manifested blessing. I'm gonna shout. I may not know Jehovah Jireh, but I can shout Jesus. I may not know Jehovah Shalom, but I can shout and say, Jesus, hey! Instantly, it was released. You gotta tell Satan, I bind every infirmity, every disease, every setback, every blocking blessing, every gossip, every scandal, every setback. I speak against it right now. In the name of Jesus, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come. I speak. Woo. He's already supplied your needs. He's already given you an abundant blessing. The problem is it's in heavenly places and you gotta raise your level. It's already in you. He's speaking to your potential. He know you're not rich right now, but he know, he said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You may not be rich right now, but the same way he said, land, bring forth the animals, water, bring forth the fish, heavens, bring forth the stars. He spoke to you and said, bring forth riches, bring forth healings, bring forth victory. You know what? God is like Gatorade. If he's in you, it'll be all right. Some of y'all done had prayers head up for 1 and 2 and 20 years, but you need to shout. Take your makeup off. Give God your real face. You want to come to God, Lord, I'm blessed and highly favored. I thank you so much that I have no problems. I thank you so much for what I've done. And I thank you so much for everything that you've done. And I tell God, look here, God, my life messed up and right now, and I'm broke right now, but I ain't going to put it in the atmosphere. I'm just going to talk to you. But you already told me you shall supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. I'm going to reach up to the third heaven. I ain't got time for the second heaven. I ain't got time for no haters. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to shout my blessings loose. This is what I need you to do. But when I leave, you turn the heat back up. Once I leave, because I know it's going to get cold in a minute. But I just didn't want to sweat too much. You got to start shouting and let it go. I know this is 8 o'clock, but I need y'all to get ignorant sometimes like 11 o'clock is. Because, see, sometimes 11 o'clock may not have as much money as 8 o'clock because less members bring more money here than 11 o'clock do. But they know that they want to expect something. Some of y'all will have more if you just learn how to shout. I need you to just give up to the top of your lung and say, Lord, I shout my blessings loose. I shout my healings loose. I shout, devil, I'm going to take you apart. Peace by peace, brick by brick, I'm going to dismantle you. I'm going to shout, shout for my son. Shout for my pastor. Shout for my church. Shout, release. I told the devil, I don't care if you attack my voice. I'm going to preach this sermon, and I'm going to get loud. I said, Brother Jarrell, Deacon West, don't bring me the headset because I'm ready to preach. And somebody in New Beach Grove going to shout their blessings loose. Shout! Shout! I want my blessing. I want my healing. I want my child. The devil can't have my voice. The devil can't have my vocal cords. I don't care. Even if my throat hurts, I'm going to shout and say, New Beach Grove, my children, my pastor, my members, my band, my leaders, everybody is going to be blessed. We're going to shout. I needed y'all today, boy, my voice. Yeah. Hoop and take a little lots of energy. You can still be excited and just chill. Shout. I know why some people ain't here. I ain't saying everybody. Some folk couldn't hear this sermon because they hate us. They here to observe and spy and take stuff to the enemy. Some of them even in the choir, keeping it 100. That's what I do. But I'm going to speak everybody out the choir who ain't with the church. I say, I ain't going to fire you. I speak you out. I shout you out. I prophesy you out. I encourage you to get out. If God don't change your heart, come on, somebody, tell your neighbor. If God don't change your heart, if you ain't with me, I'm gonna pray you out my space because I ain't got time to play with nobody. I need some room to shout. Shout. My blessing loose. Facebook, Instagram, whatever you own, I'm going to tell you right now, wherever you are in your basement, wherever you are at your job, I need you to shout and let the devil know I am blessed. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm the head and not the tail. Just bless. I got a good measure blessing. Press down, shake it together, and run it over.
Hello, I'm Pastor Willard Maxwell of New Beach Grove.
And I just wanted to let you know, I believe that God is speaking directly to us through this ministry. And I believe that there may be some messages that you've missed that are life changing for you and you need to take the time to order. Or maybe there's some message that you heard that you know a friend or a coworker or a family member, even an enemy's life may be changed. And let me tell you this, in the Bible it says, don't stack up treasures here on earth that the moth will eat or the water will wash away. It says, stack up your treasures in heaven where they will last for eternity. John says, in my Father's house, there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. What I'm telling you is this. The way you stack up your crown and build your mansions in heaven is when you give a life-changing word to someone or share salvation. You don't have to be the one bringing the word. You can just buy the word and send it to someone, and you're stacking up treasures in heaven. I'm believing that you're going to make the right decision, and you're going to get this series or get a CD or get a DVD for somebody. It's going to be life-changing, and instead of building up treasures here on earth, you're going to take the time to build up the treasures in eternity where you will live with your Father forever. Be blessed.